Hi everyone, Jacques Tran here. In this session, our topic of discussion is an elusive, mysterious Bible character named Melchizedek. In Afrikaans, Melchizedek. Please note that the spelling of his name may differ in certain translations, so we also get Melchizedek. In only three books of the Bible, we read about Melchizedek, namely in Genesis, Psalms, and in Hebrews. In addition, there are also rabbinic commentaries as well as other early extra-biblical sources that gives various opinions on this interesting Bible character. But first of all, we are introduced to Melchizedek in Genesis 14 verse 18 to 20, only those three verses. Then the Messianic Psalm 110 has one verse with his name in it. But ironically enough, the Bible book with the most information on this Old Testament character is the book of Hebrews in the New Testament, where we read about Melchizedek in chapters 5, 6, and 7. Now, Melchizedek was king of Salem, an ancient town who many believe later became known as Jerusalem. He was also priest of the Most High God, and in Genesis, the patriarch Abraham, the father of the faith, gave tithes to him after Melchizedek blessed him. And perhaps this is where the mystery begins. As Melchizedek was priest of God and received tithes from Abraham, the first Jew and father of the faith, long before the start of the Levitical priesthood in the time of Moses. The mystery further deepens when we read in Hebrews 7 verse 3 the following: without father or mother, without genealogy, without beginning of days or end of life, like the Son of God, he remains a priest forever. No wonder that in some extra-biblical sources, Melchizedek is a somewhat legendary figure that to some even border on the mythical. But the bottom line question for us as believers is, who is or was Melchizedek really, and what does it mean to us? Well, some say Michael the archangel, some say Shem the son of Noah, but many lean towards Melchizedek being an Old Testament Christophany, basically meaning Melchizedek was an appearance of Christ in the Old Testament. It is interesting that Melchizedek brought bread and wine to Abraham, but what seals the deal for most is that Hebrews 7 verse 3 says he did not have beginning of day or end of life, no father or mother. Now, I don't want to throw a confusing spanner in the works, but this, of course, can also simply just mean that he had no recorded genealogy. However, it makes the most sense that Melchizedek was an Old Testament appearance of Christ, especially when we further read in Hebrews that Melchizedek's name means King of Righteousness, and also Salem means peace, so he was King of Righteousness and King of Peace. So most certainly that identifies with Christ. But in closing, the reason I believe the book of Hebrews says so much about Melchizedek is because it was written to Jewish Christians and appealed to their Jewish mindset. You see, the association of Melchizedek with the Messiah was a belief that came from pre-Christian times. And the author of Hebrews uses this to show his audience that Jesus is high priest forever, and he is the guarantee of a better covenant built on better promises. So in the end, the focus is and should always be and come back to Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our faith. Thank you for listening. Goodbye, and God bless you.